Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents, 1913, 1914, page 1174, slide. Visible translated text is as follows. It was occupied by Montag Brothers. They used it as a manufacturing plant. The Clark Woodenware Company subleased part of the first floor from Montag Bros. They used the front door on Montag Bros. In going in there. We have not put in any new floor on the second story of the building. I have known Mr. Frank 4 or 5 years. His character is good. Cross-examination. I have come in contact with Mr. Frank in business, and I have heard my associates talk about him. I have seen him 20 or 30 times during the past 5 years. I have not contributed anything to any fund for his defense. I have not heard of any such fund. Dr. W. M. Owens, sworn for the defendant. I am a physician. I am also engaged in the real estate business. At the request of the defense, I went through certain experiments in the pencil factory to ascertain how long it would take to go through Jim Conley's movements relative to moving the body of Mary Fagan. I kept the time while the other men were going through with the performance. I followed them and kept the time. Mr. Wilson of the Atlanta Baggage Company also kept time with me. Mr. Brent and Mr. Fleming enacted the performance. The performance enacted was as follows. 12:56 o'clock, Conley goes to cotton box from elevator stairs, gets piece of cloth, takes cloth back to where body lay, and ties it just like a person that was going to give out clothes on Monday, ties each corner, draws it in and ties it, ties the four corners together, and runs right arm through cloth, went to put it up on his shoulder and found he couldn't get it up on shoulder. It was too heavy, and he carried it that way on his arm. When close to little dressing room in the metal department, he let the body fall. He jumped, and he was scared and said, "Mr. Frank, you will have to help me with this girl. She is heavy." Frank comes and runs down from the top of the steps, and after he comes down there, he caught her by the feet, and Conley laid hold of her by the shoulders, and when they got her up that way, they backed, and Frank walked out on Conley. Frank was nervous and trembling, too, and after walking a few steps, Frank let her feet drop. Then they picked her up and went to the elevator and sat her on the elevator, and Frank puffed down the cords, and the elevator wouldn't go, and Frank said, "Wait, let me go in the office and get the key." And Frank goes in the office and gets a key and comes back and unlocks the storage box. And after that, he started the elevator down. The elevator went down to the basement, and Frank said, "Come on." And he opened the door that led direct to the basement in front of the elevator and carried it out and laid her down. And Conley opened the cloth and rolled her out on the floor. And Frank turned around and went on up the ladder. And Conley carries the body back to where the body was found. Conley goes around in front of the boiler and notices her hat and slipper and a piece of ribbon. And Conley said, "Mister,